Chapter 7. Have felt the earthquake's lifting arm, untrodden where abysmal fires and snow cones are. I learned to prophesy the hit eclipse, the coming of eccentric orbs, to meet the dust the sky absorbs, to weigh the sun, and fix the hour each planet dips. I witness fellow earthmen surge and strive, assemblies meet, and throb, and part, death's soothing finger, sorrow's smart, all the vast various moils that mean a world alive. But that I fain would wot of shuns my sense those sights of which old prophets tell, those signs the general word so well, vouchsafed to their unheed, denied my long suspense. In graveyard green, behind his monument to glimpse a phantom parent, friend, wearing his smile, and, at the end, out-breathing softly, that were blessed enlightenment. Or, if a dead love's lips, whom dreams reveal when midnight imps of king decay, delve sly to solve me back to clay, should leave some print, to prove her spirit kiss is real. Or, when earth's frail lie bleeding of her strong, if some recorder, as in writ, near to the weary scene, should flit and drop one plume as pledge, that heaven inscrolls the wrong. There are who, wrapped to heights of trance trust, these tokens claim to feel and see, read radiant hints of times, to be of heart to heart returning after dust to dust. Such scope is granted, not to lives like mine. I have lain in dead men's beds, have walked the tombs of those with whom I talked, called many a gone and goodly one to shape a sign, and panted for a response. But none replies, no warnings loom, nor whisperings to open out my limitings, and nescience mutely muses. When a man falls he lies. My Sicily 17, alive? And I leapt in my wonder, was faint of my joyance, and grasses and grove shone in garments of glory to me. She lives, in a plenteous well-being, today as aforehand. The dead bore the name, though a rare one the name that bore she. She lived. I, afar in the city of frenzy-led factions, had squandered green years and mature, and bowing the knee, to Baal's illusive and specious, till chance had there voiced me that one I loved vainly in non-age had ceased her to be. The passion the planets had scowled on, and change had let dwindle, her death rumor smartly relifted to full apogee. I mounted a steed in the dawning with acheful remembrance, and made for the ancient west highway to far Exandri. Passing heaths, and the house of long sieging, I neared the thin steeple that tops the fair fane of Poor's olden episcopal see. And, changing anew my onbearer, I traversed the downland whereon the bleak hill graves of chieftains bulge barren of tree. And still sadly onward I followed that highway the Ison, which trails its pale ribbon down Wessex or Lynchet and Lee. Along through the stour beordered forum, where legions had wayfared, and where the slow river upglasses its green canopy, and by Weatherbury Castle, and thence from through Castor Bridge held I still on, to entomb her my vision saw stretched pallidly. No highwayman's trot blew the night wind to me so life-weary, but only the creak of the gibbets or wagoner's gee. Triple-ramparted maiden gloomed greyly above me from southward, and north the hill fortress of Egger, and square Pummery. The nine-pillared cromlech, the bright streams, the axe, and the other I passed, to the gate of the city, where extends the sea. Till, spent, in the graviser pausing, I learnt 'twas not my love to whom Mother Church had just murmured a last lullaby. Hen, where dwells the canon's kinswoman, my friend of aforetime? 'Twas hard to repress my heart heavings and new ecstasy. She wedded. H. Edded beneath her, she keeps the stage hostel 10 miles hence, beside the great highway the famed Lions Three. Her spouse was her lackey, no option twixt wedlock and worse things, a lapse over sat for a lady of her pedigree. I shuddered, said nothing, and wandered to shades of green laurel. Too ghastly had grown those first tidings so brightsome of blee. For, on my ride hither, I'd halted a while at the Lions, and her whose name had once opened my heart as a key, I'd looked on, unknowing, and witnessed her jests with the tapsters, her liquor-fired face, her thick accents in naming her fee. O God, why this seeming derision? I cried in my anguish. Oh, once loved, oh, fair unforgotten, that thing entity. Innered and at peace, lost but sainted, were grief I could compass. Depraved is for Christ's poor dependent a cruel decree. I backed on the highway, but passed not the hostel. Within there too mocking to love's re-expression was time's repartee. Up tracking where legions had wayfared, by cromlechs unstoried, and lynches, and sepultured chieftains, in self-colloquy, a feeling stirred in me, and strengthened that she was not my love, but she of the Garth, who lay wrapped in her long reverie. And then still today I persuade me, that this was the true one, that death stole, intact her young dearness and innocency. Frail-witted, ill-used they call me, I may be. Tis better to dream than to own the debasement of sweet Sicily. Moreover I rated unseemly to hold that kind heaven could work such device to her ruin and my misery. So, lest I disturb my choice vision, I shun the west highway, even now, when the naps ring with rhythms from blackbird and bee, and feel that with slumber half-conscious she rests in the church hay, her spirit unsoiled as in youth time when lovers were we. Her immortality, upon a noon I pilgrim through a pasture, mile by mile, unto the place where I last saw my dead love's living smile. And sorrowing I lay me down upon the heated sod. It seemed as if my body pressed the very ground she trod. I lay, and thought, and in a trance she came and stood me by the same, even to the marvelous ray that used to light her eye. You draw me, and I come to you, my faithful one, she said, in voice that had the moving tone that bore your breath had fled. She said, 'Tis 7 years since I died. Few now remember me, my husband clasps another bride. My children's love has she. My brethren, sisters, and my friends care not to meet my sprite, who prized me most I did not know till I passed down from sight. I said, why days are lonely here, I need thy smile alway. I'll use this night my baller blade, and join thee ere the day. A tremor stirred her tender lips, which parted to dissuade. That cannot be, O friend, she cried. Think, I am but a shade. A shade but in its mindful ones has immortality. By living, me you keep alive, by dying you slay me. In you resides my single power of sweet continuance here. On your fidelity I count through many a coming year. I started through me at her plight, so suddenly confessed. Dismissing late distaste for life, I craved its bleak unrest. I will not die, my one of all. To lengthen out thy days I'll guard me from minutes harms that may invest my ways. She smiled and went. Since then she comes oft, when her birth moon climbs, or at the season's ingresses or anniversary times. But grows my grief. When I Circus, through whom alone lives she, ceases my love, her words, her ways, never again to be. The ivy wife, I long to love a full-bowed beech, and be as high as he. I stretched an arm within his reach, and signaled unity. But with his grip he forced a breach, and tried to poison me. I gave the grasp of partnership to one of other race. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.